But say I'm sort of similar to you. You know, Ronaldo and Messi, they're both ridiculously good players. Being an Argentinian, I'm sort of more on the Messi camp, because, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
But, and, I mean, really, I would look at them, both of them have done wonderful things, especially at club level. You're right, Ronaldo's hasn't had the team behind him, whilst, you know, Argentina's always Argentina. They've always got great players, and they should do better than what they have done.
And arguably, with Messi and Aguero in it, they have two potential GOAT players for the last 10 years. Like, I don't, in my lifetime, with all due respect to players like Hernando Crespo, Fatigol, and Fadu Kinigie, etc., etc., Aguero is better than all of them.
Oh, no, Aguero is, yeah. That's what I mean.
And I have no hesitation saying those other players are great players, and I'm in no way taking anything away from them, but, you know, Aguero's a better player. And Aguero is a big match player. He wins games for his team in pressure situations, scoring goals that only he can score.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's the guy that you want on the field to be like, you need a goal, you've got Aguero. He'll get you a goal somewhere.
Yeah, so. Heck. Manchester City for the last 2 years have basically had him at 60% with all his injuries, winning titles for them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, it's just stick him on the field there. He'll get you one goal, and that's sometimes that's all you need. Just like, I just need to get you a goal. Off you go. That's enough. So yeah, I mean, as I say, that the Argentine team for the whole time Messi's been in there has been a good team. They've been a very good team, and they should have done a lot better than what they have.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to them, they kept making finals and losing. Yeah. The fact that they keep making finals show you that they're a good side.
Yeah, yeah.
And now with Copa 19, which was going to be one of Messi's last chances maybe with Argentina, where they've just lost a semi to Brazil 2-0.
Yeah.
It's basically his next chance is Qatar 2022 if he wants to win a European trophy for Argentina. And winning a World Cup, with all due respect to Copa, and winning a World Cup is way more difficult than winning a continental level trophy. We all know this.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I would put it as
that's okay, he would be 35 years. He'd be around. He'd basically turn. He'd be 35 years old. Cause I'm a bit questioning whether tournaments. Basically going to be held over 2020, 2023, isn't it? Because of the way they've had to shift around the tournament dates because of Qatar being ridiculously hot, which apparently they didn't know when they decided to award the tournament to Qatar.
Of course they didn't know. How could they
global
know that?
Global warming, it happened.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, like, who could have predicted this?
Yeah. It was completely unpredictable. We couldn't,
never know
what would happen. That all aside, it is what it is. So he'd be 35 years old. Cristiano Ronaldo would be 37. I mean, they'll both, if they decide to not retire and they're not injured and they both have very good injury records, they'll be there.
Yeah.
But I have a difficult time seeing 35-year-old Lionel Messi being as good as now Lionel Messi, let alone peak Lionel Messi.
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna be less. And I mean, if they can, either of the two teams can win or get close, it's probably going to be depending on some other players coming through and helping them along, and you know, those two being the elder statesmen of their team and just being the distributor, the controller, you know, playing that sort of, you know,
absolutely
the guy in the tuxedo style, as opposed to, you know, really taking games with a scruff on the neck and really digging in.
The older version of Pirlo 2006. But hey, Pirlo 2006 led Italy to a World Cup.
Yeah,
so.
Well, exactly. I mean, it happens. It happens quite a lot. You know, you got all that experience. You know where to be, how to do it.
Wouldn't it be great if Portugal and Argentina met in the finals of Qatar 2020 to age the Giants having one last clash against each other? I mean, I don't know if it'll happen in the final. I just want it to happen in a game.
It'd be awesome if it was in the final, because then it would really be the defining game of both their careers. And the defining game of that argument, who's better. And even if neither of them really had much to do with the game, it still would go down as the game that determined which one of the two was better.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, helping one of them to round out their trophy cabinet with, you know, the one thing neither of them have.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is the argument that'll go on yeah. forever. If they, because quite possible, we all know Portugal's not making a World Cup final in 2020.
Very unlikely.
And I don't. I know he's fit as a fiddle, and he's very dedicated, and he wants to keep winning. I have a hard time seeing a 37-year-old Cristiano Ronaldo playing for Portugal at the World Cup. There's a reason why sportsmen have a short life.
Yeah. If he stays uninjured, he'll be there. But if he has an injury, especially anything semi-serious between now and then, I think that that'll pretty much be it. But if he stays injury-free, I don't see him not going. He'll want to go, and he'll make sure he goes somehow.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the Copa, we may as well do a preview. After a long and exciting tournament with heaps of pitfalls, Brazil managed to beat their rivals Argentina in the semis to go into the final. And got by their local rivals Peru. Made Peru like they've beaten Uruguay and Chile to get here. And when they got thrashed 5-0 by Brazil, I don't think anyone was giving them a crapshoot tell of getting through.
No,
but they've done it, and well, they get to face Brazil again.
Yeah,
hopefully they don't have a repeat of that previous group game. But who do we like?
I mean, I wouldn't mind Peru doing it. I mean, if they could, but it's gonna be Brazil, isn't it? I mean, it says Brazil. It'd be nice just to be Peru, just for something slightly different and slightly, you know, underdogish. But people, you know, Brazil's, I mean, whilst Peru's probably learned and is not going to repeat the 5-0 thrashing, going into a game knowing they've already beaten them 5-0, you know, that's a lot of confidence and a lot of knowledge that what you're doing is working. So
yeah, absolutely. And I believe that this would be the first ever trophy for the Peruvian senior team.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
This is one of, I believe, Peru and Venezuela might be the only teams in South America to have never won a Copa America. I could be completely wrong about that, and if I am, I apologize to Peru fans everywhere. I think, heck, even Bolivia have won a Copa America, but Peru haven't. I'm going to look this up, and it seems I am completely wrong. They won it in 9, victories over Ecuador, Chile, Paraguay, and Uruguay, the team that won the World Cup about 9 years earlier. So that's good. That must have been some team. And they also won it a second time in 1975. So, well,
there you go.
Sucks to be me. I was completely wrong. Yeah, but yeah,
happens.
There are teams which don't have the best record in Copa Americas, so I'm sure they'd want to add a third title to their existing trophy cabinet.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
But Brazil, it's going to be Brazil, isn't it?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, just looking at the results, Brazil's only won it 3 times. Oh no, I have to go there. That was till 1967 when they changed it. Sorry, I take that back.
Brazil have not won as many Copa Americas as people think, because there was only 2 tournaments in the 60s when basically Brazil were Brazil umbrellas.
Yeah, and they didn't win either of those.
Sir?
They didn't win either of those Copa Americas.
No, they didn't. Pele or no Pele, they did not win either of those.
No. 1989. So there were Copa de America list from 1949 to 1989.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just before we go and things off, what was your favorite part of the football season?
It'll have to be Chelsea winning the UEFA League.
Fair enough as well.
It kept off a pretty up and down season. Sort of Chelsea season started well, went through a bit of badness in the middle, sort of came, went, and then ended on a high. So, yeah.
I might be a bit cheeky and say my favorite was when Jose Mourinho got sacked and got Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
That's always a favorite place. Time.
But like, you know, it's a song he's played from his best hits album. You know, it's good, but it's not as cool as watching a cool new song from a new up and coming band. So yeah. Portugal winning the first ever European Nations Cup, and I loved that game. I loved how they played against the Dutch, and I was supporting the Dutch, and we outplayed by Portugal, and they played the right way. That was great game. So that was my favorite. That was my favorite moment of the year.
Yeah, just on Mourinho. I was not that surprised, but a little surprised that Chelsea didn't go for a three-peat. Just like at some point,
they could still do so. They could.
I don't know how long they've got Lampard for. Like, but I was like, just you know, you want Mourinho. He's what all the fans want. Plays the football that people actually want to watch. I know it's not the good, exciting football, but just let him do it, and then just give him like £50 million or whatever it is a season to buy one player that he wants, and that would, you know, just keep him happy. Like, you get your one player and the transfer targets for everything else.
Yeah.
But no, we went top lead fine.
On a side note, I have another factoid about Copa America. It's not just Venezuela that have never won a Copa America. Ecuador also never.
Oh, interesting.
So, two countries in South America that have, or at least were members of Conmebol, who have not back. Anyways, well, that was really nice to have you, and we look forward to hopefully you guys catching our podcast tomorrow, published at a date. Yeah. But yeah, anyways, goodbye, and
next time.